Americans and the nationals of other countries in the face of increasing violence and disorder. We took this step when and only when we were informed by police and military officials of the Dominican Republic. I'd say when we were officially notified. Officially notified by police and military officials of the Dominican Republic that they were no longer in a position to guarantee law and order or the safety of Americans and foreign nationals. No longer in a position to guarantee the safety of Americans and foreign nationals and preserve law and order. In the last day, the situation...
I think I take out the preserved law and order, Mr. President.
All right.
The safety of Americans and foreign nationals.
Well, we're going to have to stay there for law and order, aren't we?
Well, that's right, but I...
In the last day, the situation has continuously disintegrated. Violence and disorder have increased. There's great danger to the life of foreign nationals and thousands of Dominican citizens, our fellow citizens of the hemisphere. By an outstanding effort of mediation, the Papal Nuncio has achieved agreement on a ceasefire. But this agreement is not fully respected. The maintenance of the ceasefire is essential to the hopes of all for peace and freedom in the Dominican Republic. Meanwhile, there are significant and disturbing signs that revolutionary aims are being perverted. Powers outside the Dominican Republic and those allied with such powers are seeking to gain control over the rebel movement. Thus, the legitimate aspirations of the Dominican people for progress, democracy, and social justice are in the severest danger. The principles of the inter-American system which support these aspirations are deeply menaced. The inter-American system and its principal organ, the organ of American states, have a grave and immediate responsibility. The future of that system may well be at stake. It is important that action be immediate. In particular, it is important that representatives of the OAS be sent to the Dominican Republic just as soon as possible to strengthen the ceasefire to help clear a road to the return of constitutional process and free elections. Loss of time may mean it's too late to preserve the freedom which alone can lead to the establishment of true democracy. This, I'm sure, is what the people of the Dominican Republic want. Late action or delay in such a case may mean a failure to accomplish the agreed objectives of the American state. The eyes of the hemisphere will be on the meeting of foreign ministers tomorrow. Its wisdom, statesmanship, and ability to act decisively are critical to hopes of the people in every land of this continent. The United States will give its full support to the work of this meeting and will never depart from its commitment to preservation of the right of all the free people of this hemisphere to choose their own course without falling prey to conspiracy from any quarter. Now, I think if I don't point some of this out, I'm going to be in a hell of a shape when I have to move.
I think on the whole it's good, Mr. President. I put in two more points, one in about the middle there in that paragraph where you're talking about the need to have the Marines in there to protect our people and foreign nationals, I'd say. And with their assistance, 2,400, we can check the exact figure, but 2,400 U.S. and foreign nationals have already been evacuated safely without injury or something, emphasizing that the Marines accomplished something. We did save tens of those people, there's no doubt about that. And a large number of those were evacuated after the Marines went in. We don't have to differentiate between those that came out before and those that came out afterwards.
And with their assistance, 24 American foreign nationals already...
2,400 Americans and foreign nationals.
Have already been evacuated to safely.
Safely, right. Then secondly, when you're talking down there about the Papal Nuncio having tried to arrange a ceasefire, I would think you could properly say, and I have urged each side to accept his good offices in arranging that ceasefire, something like that, so you get behind a ceasefire yourself.
Has achieved agreement on a ceasefire, which I have urged since last Saturday.
Yes, I think that's good.
Urged upon all concern, since last Saturday.
Yes, I think that's good.
All right. Now, do you see anything wrong about surfacing this stuff about other countries?
Well,
I think we don't let them know a little of it. Why?
Well, and that was my one remaining point. I'm not entirely sure that you're the proper one to surface it. It seems to me there's about one paragraph in there that you might possibly drop out and just leave everything else as you've got it and let somebody else, the Secretary of State or somebody, surface that. I just...
Well, you know they won't do it. Well, they're going to sit here and wait until then we have to go in and throw somebody out. You don't think that they're going to point this out. I haven't talked to them yet, but I don't think they're going to want me to say it at all.
Well, I would say this, Mr. President. I think somebody in the government ought to point the finger to the communist participation in this. I would think it would be more advisable for it to be someone other than you. If you can't get anybody else to do it, then if I were you, I'd do it myself. But I would try to get somebody else. Now,
why don't you think I should say that the inter-American system's aspirations are being menaced and that powers outside the Republic are trying to gain control? We all know they are. What's wrong with my saying?
Well, I think you've got a pretty tough job to prove that, Mr. President. As president, the rest of us can say things like that, and we don't have to prove it. But just you've got a handful of people there. You don't know that Castro's trying to do anything. You'd have a hard time proving to any group that Castro's done more than train these people. And we've trained a lot of people. He's trained a lot of people. I think, puts your own status and prestige too much on the line. If somebody else can do this, and I think we can. I think the state can, or we can. I'm perfectly willing to do it. Now, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you should say it. The rest of the statement, I think, is excellent. And I think it's very timely, and you're quite right that something like that needs to be said. But to say that you, as president, personally say that of your knowledge that powers outside the hemisphere are trying to subvert this government or subvert those people, I don't think you're in a very strong position to say that.
You don't think CIAs can document?
I don't think so, Mr. President. I don't say they can't document that 8 people were trained in Cuba or 45 and 8 were trained in Cuba, but they haven't shown any evidence that I've seen that Castro's been directing this or has had any control over those people once they got back there.
Well, should we modify the statement by saying that people trained outside the Dominican Republic are seeking to gain control over the rebel movement?
All right, that's all right. That's much better. That's much more appropriate for you as president to say it.
People trained outside the Dominican Republic?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Those allied with such powers, just have to cut that,
yeah,
are seeking to gain control over the rebel movement.
I think that's perfectly fine.
There are significant, disturbing signs that revolutionary aims are being perverted. You cut that stuff.
No, that's all right. I think that's fine. That's all right. There are signs of being perverted.
Thus, the legitimate aspirations of the Dominican people, progress, democracy, and social justice are in the severest danger.
That's
that all right?
Right? That's fine.
The principles of the American system support these aspirations are deeply menaced.
That's all right.
All right, that's all there is to it.
Well, I think it's okay then. And it was only the tie to Cuba and the direction from Cuba that I was really questioning.
Yeah. Thank you
very much.